Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday, broadcasting out of Yakima, Washington, and guest speaker Perry Whaley from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Vibing with Vitiligo. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday. If you have a product or business, you can bring it into doitallinthemall.com, where all entrepreneurs can be found under the client's carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop for anything you need, all while listening to entertainment, all in your own comfort. You can make a difference worldwide. Take a tour and shop. We'll then be ready for discussion. In the meantime, call us at 845-241-9985. And now, we'll hear from our speaker for today.
All righty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. Once again, I am Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Act. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
I am Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Action, and tonight we're vibing with the Vitiligo Show. And once again, I'm looking forward to having a great show tonight. And I am out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it's going to be a great show tonight. And the show is going to be about morethanourskin.org, and we got some great people who are going to be sharing their story. And I just can't wait. So I'm going to get into the show. And anyone who has or doesn't have vitiligo can join us, can join the conversation today by calling the show at 845-241-9985, or you can call in at 845-241-9985, okay? You guys can call in. And tonight's topic is More Than Our Skin documentary film is designed to incorporate four key elements in telling of this important story. And the story is going to be a great one. I know most of the ladies. The film More Than Our Skin will be a documentary exploring in depth the effects of living with vitiligo through the stories of those who live with it. And I actually live with vitiligo, so it's going to be very entertaining to hear what the ladies are going to say, and I'm very proud of them. Through the personal and often painful stories of the five women featured in the film, More Than Our Skin will provide a deeper understanding of what it means to live with vitiligo. Stories from falling into deep depression, stories from contemplating suicide, stories of isolation and addiction, stories of death. You can find all the information on the homepage of Do It All. Doitallinthemall.com and the vitiligo section of the beauty section, in the beauty section. And for morethanourskin.org. And once again, I am Perry Whaley, More Than Our Skin. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you guest 9607, Tanya. And, you know, I could go on and on about what these ladies, the accolades are, but I'm going to allow them the opportunity to share who they are so that we can kind of get through this and make it a impactful and powerful evening for the documentary and so people can get all the information. And once again, I would like to introduce Tony. Tony, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I'm so happy to be on to be talking about this important project. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Tony, and like I said, I don't know a lot about, I know a lot about what's happening, you know, I live with vitiligo, but this project is going to be phenomenal. So without further ado, tell the people who you are, where you're calling from, and go into, and let's go into you telling them your story.
Sure. So I'm Tonya McGrath. I am a producer, director, and principal owner of Hull Bay Productions out of Massachusetts. So I'm on the East Coast. And this project really was by far just ordained in God's will. He brought us all together. These five women and myself came together almost a year ago. I think it was February when we first met, when we first had our Zoom meeting. And from there, we just knew that this was something that we all needed to do. We needed to do it together. These five women are not only my sisters in life, but they are my unofficial co-producers and co-directors and confidants and everything else. So this would be nothing without Millie, Alicia, Katrina, Valerie, and Patricia. I'm so glad that they could be on so that you can hear their experience about what it's been like making this film. But for me, you know, I worked in television for 25 years, and then my husband and I started Hull Bay Productions in 2015. We did one feature film already, which was in the Rockford International Film Festival. And since then, we've been just doing different projects here and there. But this film, I can say with absolute certainty, has changed my life. When you talk about the idea of humanity, when you talk about what it means to love your brothers and sisters, to look beyond what you see, to really get into the essence of someone's heart and someone's soul, this is what these women and their families have done for me in a way that is absolutely extraordinary and life-changing. They all trusted me in a way that is just an awesome, awesome feeling to tell their stories. But it's their power, it's their voice that is making this project such a success. And I'm just extraordinarily proud of them and just love these women dearly with all my heart. It's been quite the incredible journey. We've had laughs, we've had tears. But we've all come together because we know that it is time for a story like this to be told. It hasn't been done in this kind of level and platform yet, and so we're really hoping that it's not the first. That it's not the last. It is the first on this scale in terms of a full-length documentary film, but we're hoping it's not the last because we know that there's so many voices that need to be heard when it comes to what it means and how it feels to live with the autoimmune disease, vitiligo. So that's kind of my spiel. And I don't know if any of the other ladies want to chime in, but that's really why I'm doing this, is really to give a voice and bring this to a platform that hasn't been done before. And it's incredibly important that this story be told.
Well, Tony, all the ladies are going to get a chance to talk, but this is your time to kind of share and be a part of the conversation of, you know, a little bit of, you know, how did vitiligo become a passion to you, or do you live with vitiligo?
I don't personally live with vitiligo, and I don't have anyone in my family or my close network of friends who have vitiligo. Valerie Molyneux, who is the president and founder of Vit Friends, her and I met a few years ago now, probably 4 years ago, when I was making my first film, and she came to the screening of my first film, and we met. She's a good friend of my pastor and his family, and just in our talks, through the years, you know, we never seem to kind of be on the right time to do something and to talk about something. But about a year ago this time, I was in the car riding with my husband, and I said, I really want to do another film. And he said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I really don't know. And I started thinking about a lot of different things. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out to Valerie. Because I really think that there's something that I can do with her story, and the rest is history. Valerie put me in touch with the other four women, and from there we just developed this this bond, and we just jumped on this train. It started going, and I've been telling these women from day one that the train is not stopping until this film is done. You know, it's independent filmmaking is very hard. You know, we've done some great fundraising efforts. We've applied to grants. We've asked for donations. But with all of that being said, there's nothing that's going to stop the making of this film, because I just truly believe that this is what God intends for it to happen right now at this time. So that's really where it began. It's just a instant message on Facebook to Valerie just saying, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you about possibly doing something about your story. And that was February of last year. So it's been, it hasn't even been a year yet. And we're in the post-production phase of the film right now, which means we're starting the editing process, the writing and editing process. And so this is kind of really where we put all of this together. I've traveled from Minnesota to North Carolina to Detroit to New York to Connecticut, and then all around Massachusetts, interviewing people and doctors and medical professionals. But I also think that's really important is the families of these women and the support and love that these women have in their families. And, you know, I think about Millie in particular, and she has a brother who also has vitiligo, which is really kind of rare when you hear about the statistics and what doctors think they know and possibly don't know about what vitiligo is. And then I think of Valerie and her husband both have vitiligo. So, you know, I think what I'm learning more is that there's a lot more that we don't know than we know. But what we do know is that the societal impact of living with vitiligo is real. And the stories don't change much. The circumstances do, but the stories don't change much. And I think that what we really are trying to do with this film is to really kind of check people's humanity at the door and really think about, you know, the next time you see someone who may look a little different, that you don't go into, you don't resort into this idea of fear and ignorance and hatred, but that you open up your life and your ideas to maybe asking a question or, you know, giving a smile or, you know, whatever that is. But it's really about just kind of taking a look at us in our humanity as we look and we speak and we kind of communicate and deal with people who live with the skin disease of vitiligo.
Well, what we want to say is Tony, I want to just say on behalf of the vitiligo community and not even knowing you, knowing that if you took the time out to put together this thing for the documentary for all these great women, I must say I applaud the whole team for doing a great job. And like I said, all of them are going to get a chance to speak tonight. And I want to say thank you on behalf of the vitiligo community. And we appreciate all the efforts that you ladies are doing to push this documentary. And I know it's going to do well. So without further ado, what we're going to do, Tony, once again, I want to thank you for coming on. And now we're going to go to a clip of More Than Our Skin and let the people hear that and keep the interviews moving, okay? And thank you.
Hi, I'm Tonya McGrath, producer and director of the upcoming film project, More Than Our Skin. I decided to make this film because I saw a need to let the stories of those living with vitiligo be heard. That it's more than the spots you see. It's the feelings, the depression, the community, and the lives of those impacted by an autoimmune disease with no known cure. More Than Our Skin plans to tell the stories of a diverse cast of people who are willing to share their journeys,
many for the first time as they make positive steps to bring understanding, inclusivity, and acceptance to this widely misunderstood disease. It is my hope that this film will change lives, not just for those with vitiligo, but for the wider audience who will understand once and for all that it's more than our skin. Thank you.
All right, now that we're back, we'll, in due to all our time restraints, we're going to just keep moving forward. And at this time, I think we have Millicent Meadows that's going to be talking at this point. So without further ado, I want to introduce Millicent Meadows.
Hey, Perry, can I interrupt for just a second? I'm sorry to do this, but Alicia actually is going to have to leave early. Do you mind starting with Alicia? Because she's going to have to leave
problem.
A little early.
Let's get Alicia on.
Okay.
Get Alicia on.
I am sorry. Thank you. You guys can hear me?
Yes, we can, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Perry. Long time
well,
no
you know
talk.
I know. Well, you know what? I ain't even going to talk to you long. I'm going to tell you to introduce yourself and let's get on with this interview because we got ladies that need to share their stories like you and let the people hear what this is out. All right, go ahead.
Well, hello. As they said, I'm Alicia Ruth, and I am from Minnesota. I have had vitiligo my entire life since I was 3 months old, so I'm kind of the old one of the bunch when it comes to longevity of my spot. So that's kind of my story with this with the documentary is kind of talking about my childhood and then also talking with my parents and my sister of what it was like having, you know, a sibling with vitiligo or what my parents had to go through having a child with vitiligo. And I got to say, it was, you know, I didn't know what to expect going into filming. I knew it would bring some stuff up, and it sure did. Things that I hadn't honestly thought about in decades came to my mind, and it was therapeutic. It was a wonderful experience to go through and to tell my story and to bring things up that were hard. But it was a beautiful process, and I, you know, blessings to Tony for doing that, because it really, I think it brought myself with my parents together closer, my sister closer. I'm very anxious to hear what they had to say, and I'm feeling I'm not going to be able to get through the movie once I watch it. But it was such a cool experience, and I hope that my story as a child with it will show,
Amen.
You know, maybe how other people can cope and get through it and see the light and how their families can work together.
Amen.
And how parents can, you know, maybe look at this. I think so many parents go into papa and mama bear mode and want to help their child and fix their child and do anything they can. And I'm hoping that they'll see the strength of my family and how we came together with it. So, yeah, I'm so anxious for people to see it and hoping to see you in Minnesota. I'm putting you on the spot, Perry. And see you in June, right?
I'm looking forward to being in Minnesota.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward to being in Minnesota. Alicia, we have a caller on the line, 8882, and they might want to ask you
yes,
a question.
Sir.
All righty.
I have a lot of questions, but with your walk, excuse me, let me announce myself. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I've been on over 1,000 radio stations. I've been across 30 out of 50 states. Now, in your walk, I got to ask this question. Have you ever encountered a situation like you just explained? Have you ever encountered a situation like that prior to you having the situation you just had?
Alicia? Someone else will have to, because I've only ever had vitiligo. I've never not had it. So I won't be a good person to ask that.
Well, hopefully we'll get him.
Well,
to
you
call
asked
back.
My question.
So, now, say that one more time for me. Say that one more time.
You answered my question.
That's true.
Okay, so she already answered the question.
Amen. Now, I'm here. I'm
all
listening.
Right, well,
and I would like to be a listener, but at the same time, thank you for opening your platform to me. Shouts out to the winning team and the thousands of people that I text and tell them to come on shows like this, because they never have another opportunity until I tell them about it, period.
Well, we thank you for calling in, Carla. We thank you for calling in. And we appreciate you, and I'm sure Miss Alicia appreciated that comment, and we thank you, okay?
Amen.
All right. Talk to you later. Now, Alicia, I've been knowing you for a few years, and I mean, this project, tell us, I know you don't have a lot of time, but tell us, tell the audience how fabulous it was working with the ladies and hearing their stories and the strength you got from them after everybody was telling their story outside of your story. Because, you know, like you say, early on, you thought your story was, you thought you were the only person with vitiligo at one time, and now you see all these women with vitiligo. Tell us a little bit about how it helped you.
I think, you know, the five of us have gotten so close even just these last few months. You know, I knew them. I knew these women, but I didn't know these women. And,
right.
You know, the little tidbits I've heard of their stories have been so powerful and so moving. And to really see their journey of where they started to where they are now has just been truly amazing. And they're such strong, beautiful women. And I am so blessed to be amongst them. It's been an incredible journey. We've done this all remotely. We have weekly meetings where we meet every week with these women and just laugh and cry together and grow together. And I'm so blessed to be part of this. So I'm anxious to see it all put together and see everybody's story in full. I just can't wait.
Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing this, because I know I had an opportunity to meet almost every woman that's in the documentary, and to hear the story. I can't wait to hear it and see it and just see how it impacts our world and our community as well. And Alicia, I know you said you didn't have much time, so we got plenty more women, we got plenty more stories to tell, and I just wanted you to be able to share your story and tell people what to look out for. And we hope you have a great evening and get to what you have to get to, and because we got another clip coming up, and then we're going to get on to some more testimonies.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Perry. Good to see you.
All right.
Talk
thank
to you.
You. You have a great evening, all right? And without further ado, we're going to go to another clip of More Than Our Skin, The Love of My Mother. Sharon? All right. If she hasn't gotten it to that yet, we're going to move on then. Is Millicent still on the phone?
Yes, I'm still on the phone.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
I had great friends, but you always had the bullies. So there was one in particular. It was VK, and he was awful. He was 2 years older than me. I think any time he passed me in the hallway, he called me Spot. Like any chance he got. There was a few. He was the worst. So I'll just focus on him. But, you know, and I remember one time we were walking home in the park and he grabbed my winter coat and threw it in the dumpster. Just to be a jack wagon. and it was just, you know, he's like, go get it, Spot. And my sister wasn't there. So I had to go get it. You know, and it was like, why, you know, just because I look different. And Spot was definitely the nickname that everybody gave me, and that was hard to hear. I felt whole. And if someone is meeting somebody for the first time and doesn't have that validation, then they're still going to have that empty feeling. They're still going to have that I don't belong feeling. And how stupid is that? Like, you're coming into a community because they look like you and know what you're feeling, and then if somebody says, well, your spots aren't as bad, that's so insulting and so horrible. I had that happen to me at a conference in Detroit because they said, oh, I don't even see your vitiligo. And it's like, I'm at a vitiligo conference. What? Like, it is. It's, you know, you want to feel included. because we haven't been included. They feel what it likes, what it is like to have vitiligo, that it is more than our skin, and that there's highs and lows with it. There's also good things. I've met incredible people because of my vitiligo that I never would have met in my life, ever. I never would have went to Detroit. I never would have went to D.C. like that. You know, I never would have met these people and connected. You know, it's crazy because I do. I have a second family that I'll always have, and it's precious.
In us, you know, what was right, what was wrong, and she is still God in us. And I think, like, when we're younger, we don't really pay attention to that stuff, but as I got older and I seen her and how she was a God-fearing woman, and especially when she became a minister, then she became an elder of the church, she the one who taught me, you know, about loving yourself. She taught that to all her kids, love yourself for who you are. I learned a lot from my mother. I remember what she told me, even about life, you know. She said, Millie, you got to keep going. Even with the vitiligo, you know, like I said, she was my strong support. She the one who first taught me about self-love and about God. And, you know, like I said, when the vitiligo thing, she was there 110% in the beginning, and I couldn't take it. Stayed in the house. Food was my comfort. She seen me, and she seen me gaining weight. She said, you can't keep doing that. You can't keep doing that, Millie. You can't. This is not your life. This is not what he has for you. And she said, you got to stop doing that. I know she was right. And like I said, she was an encourager. That's one thing about my mother. She's always encouraged her kids to be the best you can be. He loved me first. And he teaches to love us. We have to love ourselves. I went through a lot. Even if I think about those years, all that stuff I went through, it's just a lot. And it's like, and here I am now. Who knew that, you know, vitiligo would make me a stronger person? I know because of my mom, it's like I'm the woman that I am today. And even with the vitiligo, she was my cheerleader in the corner. She was my coach. She said, Millie, you got to leave. I'm not kicking you out the house, but you know, you got to get a job. You got to do this. You can't stay in the house and hide. You can't. You know, she said, God did this, and he did it for a reason. You don't know why yet, he said, but he did this for a reason. But you're going to find out why.
When my life is over.
All right, we are back, and I want to apologize. Before it was Alicia, hers was more than ours. The first instrumental that we heard was from Alicia, More Than Our Skin, The Bully, and the second one that you just heard was from Millicent Meadows, It's More Than Our Skin, Love of My Mother. So without further ado, is Millicent still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Millicent, without further ado, I want you to come on and tell the people who you are and tell them a little bit about you being in the project and your story.
I'm Millicent Meadows, born and raised in Hartford, Connecticut. Come from a family of four, it was five of us. I was the only girl, four brothers. And I got vitiligo at 15. I noticed it on my finger, a spot on my finger. So I've had it for about 42 years. And in the beginning, it was really hard. It was really hard. There was no support group at all. And I remember my mom took me to this doctor at Yale New Haven Hospital. And that's when he told her she has vitiligo and gave her this medication for me to take, these pills, and, you know, take these pills. And, you know, they said sit out in the sun and do this and that. And I said to myself, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's something I just did not want to do. And, you know, it was hard for me. It was really hard as a teen. And I just felt like I said, I know my life is going to change. Like, why am I turning white? That's how I felt at the time, that my ethnicity was changing. I'm not going to be black anymore. Why am I turning white? So I was really, really upset. But like I said, I went through a lot of stuff. And over the years, it was really hard, even in my early 20s. Didn't want to leave the house. The food became my comfort. And I just felt like even my friends, when they came over, they said, Millie, come on out, this and that. I remember I only used to go out at night, like on the porch. That's it. Didn't wear shorts or anything. Tried to, even in the, you know, summertime, cover my arms out and everything. You know, I didn't want anybody to see me because I didn't want to have the looks, the stares, people giggling, whispering. I didn't want to deal with that. So, but like I, you know, like you heard in the intro, my mother, she was a strong supporter. She's the one that kind of like gave me a nudge, gave me a push. Millie, you gotta get out. And she said, you can't let this be a hindrance in your life. And she was right. So I kind of took baby steps in the beginning, but I finally like let go, and I just, you know, decided, you know, I had to do what I had to do. So like around 22, 23, I did get a job and everything, but yet and still, even though I was out, going to get a job, this and that, I still very, very self-conscious about my vitiligo. Very self-conscious about my vitiligo. And it was rough. It was really rough. And even going into my late 20s, I remember I moved to California, and it was so hot. I was living in the San Fernando Valley. And I was wearing stockings at the time just to cover up my vitiligo. It was like 90-something degrees. We were deep in the valley, so it was really hot. Wearing stockings just to cover the vitiligo up. And when I think about all the stuff I did to cover up the vitiligo, I was like, wow, Millie, you went through a lot. I mean, you went through some stuff. And I remember in the summertime, I stopped wearing stockings when I was going to my brother's wedding. And I remember it was hot that day. And my girlfriend, who lives in Maryland now, married to my cousin, I said, God, it's so hot. I just don't want to wear stockings. She said, then don't. And that's what made me just stop doing that for the summertime. And it's like, I think more and more I became free. I became free to be myself. I wasn't bounded by vitiligo. It wasn't holding me as much as it did before, you know. But, you know, like I said, now that I'm in my late 50s, you know, it is what it is. I've just learned to accept myself. Over the years, I had to learn to accept myself, because if it's something you can't change, you know, I had to live with it. I educated myself with it more. And as you know, I met Valerie Malino in the process, president of Vit Friends. And in the beginning, like I said, I didn't know nobody else had vitiligo. I thought I was the only one. I said, here I am. I'm going to be by myself and be the only one. Had I known there was other folks that had vitiligo also. So, you know, This journey has been a lesson learned, a serious lesson learned. And honestly, like my mom said, God put this in you. She said, you ain't going to know. You're going to find out why. You may not know now, but you're going to find out why this happened. And I believe that me having vitiligo is part of my ministry also. So, it brought me, it turned from a hindrance into a blessing. And a lot of people may disagree with that, but it's like, honestly, vitiligo have made me stronger. Not that I've got this big attitude, this big, you know, chip on my shoulder, but it's like, it is what it is. I woke up this morning, I can breathe. I'm here. I'm talking. Come on, that's a blessing right there. So it's like, I just learned to. I'm sorry. What you say? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I just, you know, I came to the conclusion, like, no, you're blessed. He woke you up this morning for a reason. So, but, you know, every day that I wake up, I thank him. And when I get the chance, if I meet somebody with vitiligo, I talk about my support group, probably, you know, how you doing or how long you've had it. You know, I'm just more open about it now. I don't have to hide anymore and be shy about it, you know, because I'm saying it is what it is. And people, and I try to really encourage people, you know, it's going to be okay. I've been where you were at. I've been there. It's going to be okay. It's going to be some stumbling blocks and stepping stones, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. I give up my number. I said, call me anytime if you want to talk, you know, because it's like I've been there. And
well, Millicent, you got a caller that wants to call in and talk to you. I think the number is 5143. Yes? You got somebody want to call in and talk to you. So I just think this is a very good platform for you to answer some questions for them if they ask them to ask you. And I think it's 5143. Is that Sharon on the line? Sharon, are you there? Hello? All right. Well, Millicent, we had a caller that was calling in to I guess they were going to ask some questions or speak to you, but it seems like we have some technical difficulties. But well, I just want to say thank you for your testimony. And like I said, we got a lot of women that want to, you know, share this in the film. And I want everybody to know that we truly appreciate everybody's telling their story. And I can't wait to see the documentary. So I've had the pleasure of meeting you maybe once or twice, and I'm just going to say thank you for your courage and continue to do your testimonies all across the country. And I think we got Sharon on the line. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. You know what I'd like to ask her? In your experience with other people, and I know this is a tough question, but is this considered a disease? Is it a disease or what do you call it?
Millicent, are you there? Millicent. Well, if Millicent can't hear you, no, it's not a disease. People don't call it a disease. It's a condition. It's a condition
that people live with. Okay.
It's a condition,
well,
yeah. That would be more of an appropriate way to say it. Yes.
Okay.
Has
it ever been considered life-threatening?
So can I interject? Hey, this is Tony again. So just to answer Sharon's question, because I've interviewed three of the top dermatologists in the country who treat vitiligo, it is in fact considered an autoimmune disease. Now, so it's not a disease, kind of like a cancer. Don't necessarily die as a result of having vitiligo. There could be other complications and other autoimmune conditions that could cause some issues in their health. But it is medically considered an autoimmune disease, and that's kind of part of the. Of what we're trying to do with this film is really to get those kind of questions answered from the people who know it best. There's a, you know, some people would call it a condition, and unfortunately what happens is that for people who are living with it, it almost kind of minimizes its impact because conditions can be treated and conditions can be cured in a way. Diseases can't, and that's what the distinction is. And then there's also a group of people who feel as though they don't want it to be considered a disease because they don't want people to think that there's something wrong with them. So there's still a lot, and we're going to answer a lot of those questions in the film, but from the medical experts that I have interviewed, and again, they're the three top dermatologists that are working on treatments for vitiligo, they do consider it to be an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Well, Sharon, you got your answer on that, and like I said, I want to thank everybody for giving the input. You know, there are so many different point of views when it comes down to vitiligo, and And even when doctors are giving us information, it is very relevant that there's different conversations. So this film is going to answer some of that from a lot of different people and a lot of different perspectives. So I want to thank everybody for giving their input on that. And at this time, we're going to go on because we have our time restriction. We want to make sure that we try to get everybody in. We have our next person, which is the clip, More Than Our Skin, Why Not Me? And I think that comes from Katrina Christian. And so let's hear that, and then let's get Katrina on and see how it goes.
It was difficult. It was real difficult.
Because you knew
that this was going to be it, that there was not going to be anything else out there to help me, because I had already tried everything. I cried almost every single day because I was very, very fearful about how I was going to look. I didn't know how I was going to look, how it was going to affect me physically, my outward appearance, because I always took pride in how I looked, how I dressed, how I carried myself. So I didn't know how it was going to progress. So, you know, the fear set in. I didn't know how people were going to accept me, if they was going to shy away from me. The fear of not being included in events, or people not wanting me to be in their pictures. Those things bothered me a lot. When I first started going to Raleigh North, I was pretty broken. But the love from that church is just extraordinary. The fellowship of the members in the church is extraordinary. The pastors there are just awesome. They're very encouraging. They have encouraged me from day one with my diagnosis. There are no words that I can express how appreciative of my church family and the pastors. God was always there. You know, I prayed a lot. God was always there. I never thought that he had left me. Of course, you know, I questioned God, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why did you allow this? You know, I know God is sovereign. But I asked, why is this happening to me? Why did you choose me? So the answer that I got was, well, why not you?
Well, once again, I'm Terry Whaley, and they're like a man of action. I'm going to say that clip alone just kind of had me almost in tears. And I almost can't even introduce her. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce Miss Katrina Christian, and maybe she can tell you who she is and a little bit more about how she got involved in this project. So, Katrina, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Good evening, everyone.
Let them know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm Katrina Christian. I am from Raleigh, North Carolina. I was diagnosed with vitiligo in July of 2012 at the age of 51. The journey has been started off a little rough, but now that it has progressed for 9 years, I have actually gotten better with how I'm dealing with it. It did, like the clip said, it did start off kind of rocky for me. Had a lot of fear to set in the beginning, and I did cry a lot. And just to let you know, my husband is here with me, and I want to include him in our conversation so you can get his perspective on my journey as well. But yes,
all right,
it did start
him
off
in.
A little rough.
Bring him in.
He's right here. He's sitting right here with me.
Hello.
So,
how
yes.
You doing?
Doing great. How are you?
We'll let Miss Christian get hers in, and she's ready to bring you in. We'll let her bring you in as well.
But in the documentary, when we first started, I didn't really know what to expect, but it exceeded the kind of the thoughts that I had how it was actually going to go. It was very emotional, as you heard on the clip. I actually shared some things that some people knew, and some people are not aware of. And I also shared some things that no one knows but me and my husband. So it was an exciting time, and I'm excited to be a part of the project. And I really do hope and pray that the documentary is going to help individuals with vitiligo and family members. And I really wanted to get my husband on the line so he can share his perspective from a spouse's point of view, if you don't mind.
All right, well. Without further ado, let's bring Mr. Christian on. We always want to hear. We want to hear the story, the truth from the other half. So, Mr. Christian, without further ado, we want to introduce Mr. Christian.
Thank you for inviting me in. And I'd have to say that this has been a challenging journey. Katrina and I met in 2012, and first thing I recognized was her external beauty. And then I got to know her, and I found out her inner beauty was much more beautiful than her outer beauty. But anyway, when she was diagnosed with the vitiligo, it was real challenging, to see her going through and having to deal with the fears and the anxiety and not knowing what would happen next. So it took a lot of me just giving myself and giving myself over to her and comforting her and supporting her while she was going through the ordeal. But through it all, I had to make sure that she knew that her outer beauty wasn't what really captured me. And I wanted to make sure that she continued to allow her inner beauty outshine everything that was going on with her outwardly. And so in the beginning, it was a great challenge. But as she got involved with the vitiligo community, she began to immerse herself into the advocacy. And so that played a tremendous part in helping her to go on and to fight on and to help someone else because she knew the struggle that was involved with this skin condition.
And just and I just want to also add that I'm the only family member. I'm the only one in my family that has vitiligo. So it's not anything that's hereditary for me. We do.
Okay, well,
go ahead, Perry.
No, I was just saying I had a chance to meet both of you and to hear the story, and I can't wait till the documentary come out because I think, like, when most people don't get a chance to hear the real internal parts of what vitiligo has done to people, because sometimes I think at this point in our vitiligo journey, a lot of people see the glamour of vitiligo as opposed to the internal hurt that people have seen for many, many years in their lives. And this documentary is going to be able to show the love and the strength from so many different people. You know what I mean? And that's what's going to make it so powerful, because so many different stories. And I think you guys have some callers that wanted to call in on you and talk to you guys for a second. So I got number 5143 first, and then I'll take 8882 after that. So 5143, you got the Mr. and Mrs. Christian on. Would you like to say something?
Hey, we next, bro. Come on. You ready?
Hello?
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Who do we have on the line?
They're not ready.
Hmm?
They're not ready. We ready. When we get on,
Sharon,
I'm
going
to open up and kick it right to you.
All right.
Mr. and Mrs. Christian, are you still online?
I think you have 882 that's trying to talk to you.
Okay.
Amen.
882.
Open my line.
All right, come on in. What's your name again, sir?
I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I appreciate you, sister, for sharing your story. It touched my life. At the same instant, I got a major CEO on the line with me, Chaotic Lifestyle. Y'all remember that name? Hey, Chaotic,
hey,
you got it for.
How y'all doing? I want to say, you know, I didn't know about this until tonight, tell you two, that thing that was going on, Vertigo. What is Virgo? I didn't know about it until tonight, but I'm glad y'all's story really touched me too, and I'm hearing it for the first time. I'm really, really moved by that. I didn't realize that people was going through that at all. You know what I'm saying? From where I'm from, I don't know. And I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I don't really know anyone that has it. So now that I know and I'm aware, what is it?
Yes, sir. It's pronounced vitiligo.
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 Yes. And
vitiligo.
We thank you for calling in and giving us your opinion. Yes, this is something that we need to make sure people know about. This is very, very important. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes.
All
yes.
right. Well, we
yes.
want to thank you for calling. We want to thank you for calling in and sharing your input. And we hope that these stories inspire you to, when you do see somebody with vitiligo, that you can identify with them and be able to let them know that there is a community all across the country, and even in Virginia, because I'm from Virginia myself as well. And there is a community that is in where you can just, okay, so you can just Google this. And you see some organization, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man, well, thank
y'all.
And please stay with us. So thank you for calling in, because we got another guest that we want to come on in, and we thank you guys for calling. And I got another caller. Do we have another caller, Sharon?
I think Sharon should be there. 5143, Sharon, are you with us?
Yes, I am. But I got my question answered. And
okay.
The only
okay.
thing I can say, this is something that is very, it's very interesting, because you don't run into people that have vitiligo often. And, you know, we need to be able to understand it and treat people like we want to be treated, you know, because
right.
a lot of, as I remember as a kid, there was a lady that had it, and we were afraid of her. And if we had known, she was a very sweet lady. You know, she just kind of baited us in with candy and stuff, you know. But if more people knew about vitiligo, then they could accept people as they are. And as I said, treat them differently. You know, treat them like they want to be treated.
All right, Sharon. Well, we thank you for calling in, and we appreciate it. We hope you continue to listen. Got one more clip that we want to hear. And I thank you so much, Sharon. And sorry for in lieu of time, we want to make sure that we try to get everybody that was on the show tonight to get them in. And we thank you for calling in. And without further ado, if we can, I want to go to More Than Our Skin, Lean On Me. Can we get that, Sharon?
Uh-huh.
First meeting, July, I don't remember the exact date sitting here, but it's on everything. I put everything on the website so I don't lose it myself. We had a good little crowd. It was 18 of us at that first meeting in the breakfast nook at the Ramada in Dorchester. And God said to me that day, this is it. It again from that day. I said, God, I'm going to ride this thing with you. And it's been that way ever since. I'm in awe of what is happening with us, to us, and for us. And it can only be God. We are here about the people. I like how Alicia, my leader in Minnesota, says, peer-to-peer support is what we're here for. And we're doing it 24/7. It's not a day that goes by. Every day of the week, we're engaging, we're meeting, we're talking to folks across the globe. We used to say across the nation, but that's not true anymore. And so for Vic Friends, our aim is to continue on this upward motion because God is propelling us upward. It's nothing I'm doing. We want this to be, to make a difference. Want this to be the clarion call that we're here. We are living, we're surviving, we're making it happen. And we're open as a vitiligo community, and especially as a Vit Friends community, we're open to all.
Shows you gotta be listening and then be able to operate. Period.
Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Are
I
you speaking?
Okay, Terry, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, now
yes.
We can. Go ahead.
All right, just a little bit for this next guest needs no introduction. I mean, if you're at home and you're sitting down, if you're laying down, all
I'm going to tell you is get on up, because this next guest is one that will get you standing on your feet after you hear her testimony or hear what she has to say. Without further ado, I am going to announce Ms. Valerie. I'm not even going to announce her last name. I'm going to let her announce it so she can say it directly to you. So please get to your feet and give her a round of applause for Ms. Valerie. All right, y'all, give it to her.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well.
Yeah. I'm hearing other voices, so it's kind of confusing me. I'm going to be honest. There's several other voices. I'm listening to several other people on here. Their conversations are coming through. But in any event, I just want to say to everyone listening, a happy Friday evening. It's a privilege and an honor to be on with the Vitiligo Man of Action, the boss. My name is Valerie Molyneux, out of Boston, Massachusetts. Originally a Virgin Island girl, transplanted some 45, 6, 7 years ago to Boston, where I reside with my husband and two sons that are teachers. And my lean on me, the play on that is to encourage the audience to know that there are people in the community, in this community that you can lean on, many groups that you can lean on, one of which is Vit Friends. And this is a group that I founded when my doctor told me there is no cure, the dreaded words, no cure. I knew better. I fell into depression, and I knew better because I directly out of college, I went to divinity school for 2 years with an assignment to do God's work, to be a pastor, if you would. And so I knew better, but I fell into 2 years in a dark place, wondering what's going, like Millie said, what's going to happen to me? I asked the doctor, was I going to die? What's going to happen? And they had no answers for me. I said, well, are there others that look like me? Or how am I going to look? Well, no support group, nowhere to turn. I began to do what I knew best, and that was to pray. And God connected me with some folks on Facebook. I began to dabble on Facebook. This was 2007, I believe. And that's when I met Millicent, that you heard earlier from Connecticut, on Facebook, and met my dear partner and vice president, Patricia Rossi, out of New York City. And we communicated and I shared with them that one of the visions that came to me and was clear, that we needed a support group. We needed something. We needed others to lean on. Yes, we have God, we have our family, but we wanted could relate to us. And so what Lean On Me, the play on that is to share how it all began, where it got started, and the work that we've been doing officially, a corporation in 2009 here in Boston with a 501c3 status. And we have been thriving, and groups have been added over the years. We're pleased to say that just this year, in the midst of a pandemic, God has allowed us to add 3 groups. We've added recently Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Baltimore, Maryland. In the midst of a pandemic, God is doing things. So folks know that they have somewhere, someone, some group of people that they can lean on in this stormy season called vitiligo. The question as to whether it is a disease or not, I had someone newly diagnosed, and their concern was, oh, this is not a disease. I said, go to Google. Everybody goes to Google. Google Crohn's. Crohn's is a disease. Google psoriasis. It's a disease. Google vitiligo. It's a disease. But, yes, we tend to use other words, condition, whatever we want to call it, it is, yes, a family from the family of the autoimmune family of diseases. But we, if you connect yourself and lean on a group, you'll have support for this journey.
I am so blessed that in 2017, I attended a filming here in Boston and was just so pleased to meet an extraordinary woman as they had her come to the stage for the accolades from this filming. And I was so impressed. A woman of color had just done that piece. And so I took time, and as the folks greeted and shook hands, and, you know, it was a COVID, so the crowd was tight. And as they moved away, I stole a moment to get close to this woman. Her name is Tonya. And I congratulated her on this film in 2017. And I immediately showed her my hand, and I said, I have a skin condition, and I one day live to see a documentary, a film, a something telling the journey that we all go through with this condition. And so I was hoping for her to reconnect. It didn't happen. 17, 18, 19, reconnected a bit, and here she was in the beginning of this, in the middle of a pandemic again, ladies and gentlemen, got this amazing phone call saying, Valerie, I think it's time. I'd like to hear what you have to say. I'd like to hear about your condition. And so I had that conversation on the phone with Tonya, and I said, listen, the story is bigger than me. And so I would love to, if we could incorporate it, where you'll get the five, the women or the people that began this journey, this leaning on me journey with me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the first group incorporated with VitFriends was out of New York City, hence our Vice President, Patricia Rossi. You've heard earlier from the second person, the name I gave to Tonya, is Millicent Meadows out of Connecticut. Then we had a group came in for one of our conferences in 2013, because we had conferences here in Massachusetts every year from 2009. And I said, that young woman is Kawanda, but she's no longer active. But there's a young woman there. Oh, my goodness. You have to get Katrina into this. And how many more people can I add? And I keep asking how many more people. And I said, 2015, I got a message from Minnesota. We got to get Minnesota in this mix. And ladies and gentlemen, our vice president calls it the Fab Five. Actually, it's the Fab Six with the producer herself, Tonya. And we're just blessed. We're blessed at what God is doing. We're delighted and honored to be able to tell the story for the community. People ask, why don't you have children in it? Why don't you have men in it? Let's hope and pray for a second film where we can get all the leaders from all of the groups in the United States for the second documentary. Our goal is to continue, because as you've just heard from one of the young men on this call, he knows nothing about vitiligo. And that is what we need to dispel. That is what we must change. There's lots to be done, and we're beginning the process here, and we'll need all of the support we can get. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Vitiligo Man of Action, Mr. Perry himself, for this awesome opportunity to share our journey with your audience. God bless you.
Well, I want to just say before you go, Valerie, I want to say thank you for everything that you have done, and you know, I met you and your husband, Roy, my main man, and it's just fantastic to see that you ladies are taking a stance to bring this story to life so that people can, all across the country, all across the nation, be able to hear different stories and know the truth about how people really feel, and then maybe once they see this documentary and it impacts their lives, they'll want to do more and continue to help us spread this all across the nation, all across the world. So once again, Valerie, I want to thank you for all that you do, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon, ladies and gentlemen, seeing y'all soon, and I hope that this documentary changes the world. And I don't know if Ms. Rossi, is she on the line tonight?
I don't think Patricia could make it tonight. This is Tony again. You know, I mean, just listening again to these four women, and you know, and Patricia's story is just as powerful, Perry. You know, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And for the gentleman who called and said that he had never heard of vitiligo before, I ask that you visit our website, morethanourskin.org, learn more about these five incredible women who are sharing their stories in this film, learn about the creative team behind this film, watch some of the other trailers that we have. I'm so glad that you guys have been playing some of them tonight, because as you said, Perry, like the emotional impact, you can't even just describe what it is to just hear these stories and listen to what these women have been through, but are coming out on the other side and able to, you know, share so that they can help someone else, help another person. And like Valerie said, you know, and I said it at the top of the show, I hope this isn't the last project. You know, there's so many more voices that need to be told. And we're starting with these five women and their families and their circle and the doctors that we have interviewed, and we're telling this story now, but it won't be the last. I hope it's not the last, because it's just too important for all these voices to be heard.
Mm.
All right. Well, Tony, I want to thank both. I want to thank everybody who came on tonight for all the love that they showed tonight for the show, and for us to be able to hear the impact of other people's stories and how powerful they are. And I'm sure that everybody is going to go out and look at the documentary once it's ready. And I know we're going to try to market this all across to every group across the nation. We want everybody to have some of this food. So as soon as you ladies conclude doing the documentary, we want to make sure that whatever we can do to help you put this out, we want to help you in all areas in what we can do. So on behalf of all the vitiligo community, we want to thank everybody who is participating with this. We know Ms. Rossi can't be here tonight, but what I want to do that's kind of special, I want to close out on her piece. And her piece was, let me see, what was Ms. Rossi's piece for tonight? Hers was More Than Our Skin, The Subway. And so we're going to close out on that, and then I'm going to give a little, you know, details of where you can find the stories and all this kind of stuff. But without further ado, I want to close. Thanks again. I want to thank Tony and Valerie coming on and being a part of the show. And we're going to listen to More Than Our Skin, The Subway, from Ms. Patricia.
Always a hard part of my day, because I knew that people would be staring at me on the subway, and that was the most difficult part of my day, because I had to learn to deal with ignorance. The people with the sunglasses, you got sunglasses on. Why do you have to pull your sunglasses down to look at me when you can see through your sunglasses? The closer I got to the subway, the little more of the anxiety would start. You know, the palpitations in your heart. And then, you know, you take a deep breath and you relax, because life goes on when you have vitiligo. And I was determined not to let vitiligo have me. That was a trial, but the trial still goes on because people still stare. But I know they're staring at me because, as my son says, I'm just beautiful. So they can't help themselves. Vitiligo 101, it didn't win over me. So I'm here, still standing, as they say. Still standing. So, yeah. The subway.
everybody. Once again, this is Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Action. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank everybody who's part of the show tonight. And I want to close this. I want to close this out tonight with Tony. Tony, I want you to close this out tonight before I give all the credits for tonight's show. But Tony, do you got anything special you want to say tonight?
Yeah, I want to thank you again for just allowing us to come on and talk about this film. I want to just let anyone know if they want more information to please visit us at morethanourskin.org. I would love for people to, again, learn more about these five incredible women, watch some more of the trailers. And if you're so inclined, we would love a donation from you, whatever you can afford. And as we get closer to the completion of the film, Perry, we'd love to come back and talk about that more. But, yes, morethanourskin.org. There you can learn anything that you need to know about the film. And you can contact me directly if you'd like to learn more. You can get my information from the website as well.
All right. Well, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank Tony, Millicent, Alicia, Katrina, Valerie, and Patricia Rossi. And I thank you for listening to Let's Do It All Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. See you 2 weeks from now. And remember, shop at doitallinthemall.com. And I just want to once again thank everybody for listening tonight. And everybody, I hope you have a great evening. We hope to see you in 2 weeks. Y'all have a great evening. Talk to you later.
Thank
later.
You.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Without my makeup, I would never open my front door for fear of what my neighbors would see and what they would say.
It doesn't look that bad.
Really?
I just want you to see me for who I am, not what I look like.
For most people, vitiligo is unknown because most people will never have to live with it. We see them and we think, what's wrong with her? Or worse, even feel, I hope she doesn't touch me.
For years, I struggled with self-acceptance and the effect others perceived of me.
What's wrong with her? Is she white? Can I catch it?
It's the voices behind these beautiful faces that tell the real story of what it's like living with vitiligo. From depression to worse, suicide. It's the pain of looking and feeling different from a disease with no cure and very little advocacy.
It's important that our stories be told.
That our truth be shared.
And our voices be heard.
We invite you to become a part of our lives for just a moment so that you can understand that what we look like, that has never defined who we are.
More Than Our Skin will sound the alarm to the silent tears, unveil the masks of the forced smiles in the face of ignorance and hate, and will hopefully allow you, the viewer, to see through their eyes the pain, the journey, the strength, and the pride, knowing it's
more!
More.
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 More than our skin.
all in the mall, the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. So shop with us. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters.